With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President Vance is in Israel now, joining Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and Presidential Son-in-Law Jared Kushner. They're on a mission to bolster the Gaza ceasefire. And about that ceasefire, President Trump says he'll be patient with Hamas in its compliance with the terms of the deal, but he warns that his patience is not unending.
They got very rambunctious, and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out, and it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The president warns Hamas it will face annihilation if it doesn't follow through on what it agreed to. The body of another Hamas hostage has been turned over to Israel, which awaits the return of 15 more. Some tense moments the other day aboard an Omaha to Los Angeles flight.
Pilots aboard American Airlines Flight 6469 mistakenly thought someone was trying to break into the cockpit yesterday, resulting in a return flight to the Omaha airport 40 minutes after taking off for Los Angeles. An American spokesman says the intercom that pilots and flight attendants used to speak to each other had been left on by accident. The pilots heard some static sound over the intercom. They mistakenly thought someone was trying to break in. The Omaha Airport Authority says there was no security-related incident at the airport. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police have arrested a man accused of threatening to open fire at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. What's described as an assault rifle was allegedly found in 49-year-old Billy Joe Cagle's vehicle. Police say Cagle described his attack plan while live streaming on social media. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 193 points. This is SRN News. California promotes the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
A church-state separation battle is raging in Massachusetts. An atheist group is suing to prevent the city of Quincy from setting up statues of two Catholic saints outside a new police station. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed the lawsuit. It has been joined by the American Civil Liberties Union as well as Americans United for Separation of Church and State. This is SRN News. Former NFL star, 36-year-old Doug Martin, died over the weekend after struggling with police while being detained.
Oakland police say it happened early Saturday while they were investigating a break-in at a home in Oakland. Police say Martin became unresponsive after being arrested. He was transported by paramedics to a hospital where he died. The Oakland native played in front of his hometown fans with Tampa Bay in 2012.
There was school team. Teammates and old high school football teammates and everybody there.
Martin named it pro and made the Pro Bowl after rushing for 1,400 yards in 2015. I'm Geffen Coolball.
President Trump expressing confidence, reaching a fantastic trade deal with China's president. The same time Mr. Trump mentions tariffs as a negotiating tool, he may meet with his Chinese counterpart during an upcoming trip to Asia. More details, SRNNews.com.